Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hear that, listeners? We're just gonna see what happens.
See what happens.
Bree and I, me like trying to plan what we're talking
we
about.
We never can.
We're here. Hi, guys.
We're helpless. We just had a dance party to Hamilton.
Yeah, Bree's got into it now.
Yeah, I'm really into it. That one song. I really like it.
It's perfect. Now I have a friend that can sing along with me.
Yeah, to one song.
It's perfect. Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome.
It feels like it's been a while because we took a week to do the premiere thoughts.
Yeah.
And so it's weird to go back in time again.
Yeah, back to season 2.
Where
Richard, I tried to say 2 and duh, and it came out duh.
Where Richard looks older than he does in new seasons, which doesn't make sense because he's 12 years younger.
I think it's the gray hair because now he's bald, right?
Bald, yeah.
Or shaved his head or whatever. Yeah. So now he just
He acts younger.
In the new season?
Sort of. Like,
well, because he's not Chief. Spoiler alert.
Oopsie. Oh, God. That's God. It. Start over.
Oh, I'm really bad at my job.
Oh, wait. I think we're talking too loud.
That's good. This isn't my job.
That's okay. So, guys, we're back. It's been a while, and I don't know. What do we want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that nobody texted me today.
Yeah, I was... Well, when I texted you something, I was really, like, surprised by your response.
I was, like, just in all caps, like, no one has texted me all
day. This was at, like, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so... The only text I got today, actually, I think you sent me something about Mark Ruffalo.
Yes,
because I love Mark Ruffalo. All you listeners out there, if you have a connection to him, let me know because I'm in love with him. But the only text I got was from my mom at lunch, and she said, "Did you check into health insurance for next year?" And I was like, "This is dumb." Like, no, mom, I haven't. And I just kept looking at my phone like, is this thing on? Like, what's going on? Where is everyone?
Okay. Yeah, listeners, I texted Bree something about, like, food tonight. And immediately, like, within moments, I received a text back in all caps. You are the first person to text me in hours. And I was just like, okay. Like, I didn't acknowledge it either.
No, you didn't. Which made me feel even sad.
I was driving, first of all.
Well, it made me feel even sadder that you couldn't get on my level of, like...
I just was driving.
Well, and then my coworker, she was out of the office this afternoon. She has a couple, like, random afternoons off in the next couple days. And so I just, like, sat at the front desk very lonely, wanting someone to text me.
Right.
But I could have texted people, but I didn't. I was just...
How many memes did you scroll through?
Dude, so many memes. I was on iFunny for a really long time, and then I just searched memes on Pinterest.
Oh,
and
no, like, no.
Yeah. Wait.
Pinterest is like the last reserve. Like when you're looking for something and then you remember Pinterest exists and then you search for it there.
Dude, I go on Pinterest all the time.
Well, I do
work.
Too, but mostly for hair color.
Wait, I need to pull this up because I saved a meme.
Is it going to be funny over the air?
Yeah, it will be. Oops, a doodle. It's when you broke so you have to go to sleep for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
That is how I felt this week. It's just like kind of really low on funds and just like, oh, I guess I'll just go to bed instead of eat. Also, this one. So Abby one time sent me this whole BuzzFeed thing about Shrek.
Oh, it was like, there's like a weird, not fandom, but like people that, Shrek is everywhere still.
I saw a meme today that was like.
Oh my God. She's out of control, folks.
It's like if...
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry, because it's not even that funny. It was like, if a song...
We're going to have to cut this. Just cackling.
It was, if okay. a song was played... If a song was played in Shrek, like, it will forever be a song from Shrek.
Oh, yeah, like the Smash Somebody wants to...
Yeah, and then this is the last one. But it's, a, like, an image of Shrek. And it just says, when you finish the school presentation and it was terrible. And you're just like, ta-da. So bad. So that's what I was laughing like that at work to myself because no one was texting me.
I don't know. So like the Shrek BuzzFeed, I'm going to put it in the listener group so you yeah. guys can know what we're talking about. That is my sick, weird humor. Like, like I scroll through those, like almost crying to myself. And I was like, no one, there are people in the world that will not think this is funny.
There are like ones that show up too that are like, they are like wedding photos and then they put Shrek's faces in them and like...
Or people know. That had Shrek-themed weddings.
That's, yeah, I think that's what I'm kind of talking
Which
about.
Which is terrifying.
Like, why do people love Shrek? I mean, like, Shrek's a good time, but but why do people love it so much?
It's weird. I was never a big fan because I was always Disney, and that is, it's not Warner Brothers, it's DreamWorks. And I was like, I don't watch that shit.
But have you seen them?
I've seen the first one.
Oh, you haven't seen the other ones?
No.
Oh, so you're not a true fan, but you do love Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world.
Wait, have you ever seen the like meme thing where, you know, like Windows, like Microsoft Word, like the old one with the paperclip thing?
Yeah.
And all these different noises and all these noises are going off and you're like, what is this? And all of a sudden they just, with those noises, turn it into that song.
We'll have to look up that afterwards. I need to write myself a note. So posting Shrek...
Oh, I love laughing like that. I feel like because I haven't had enough like communication with people today, I don't know how to communicate anymore.
Also, you looked at both those memes today. You could have sent me those.
That's true. But it was on... No, actually, I already sent you a meme on Pinterest and you didn't respond to me. It was about Peter Dinklage.
You can send things on Pinterest?
Oh, I do it all the time. You should be checking your Pinterest.
How many do you think I have?
So many.
From you.
I've actually never sent you anything, but this one was just a picture of Peter Dinklage on a scooter.
I have 99 notifications.
Yeah, you should probably check that
also,
out.
Also, it's just like, see what BJ Babs pinned in Hair and Beauty. See what BJ Babs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, also, I had a... I was looking for Peter Dinklage on Instagram today.
Does he have one?
No.
Hmm.
There's an Why account not? That has like 2.3 million followers, but it's not him. It's like a fan account.
I wonder why he doesn't have one.
I can't even look at the meme you sent me right now or I will completely... Yeah.
Lose it?
Yeah. So anyways, that's what, great.
Yeah. So I don't have much more to say about my life. What's new with you?
I feel like this weekend was eventful, but like, and with you, we were together on Saturday.
Went to show. We went to a show.
Went to Blind Pilot.
Shout out listeners to Blind Pilot. You should listen to them on Spotify. They're really good.
I feel like I appreciate bands better when I see them live.
Yeah. You weren't going to come to the show and I was going to go alone and then...
They were amazing.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
So we did that. I took many
We went to like
day,
a like tailgate. Yeah.
We went
out
live.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to the two people who watched that.
Yeah. For some reason, Instagram will not let us post our lives on our on-call room page. I think it's because they don't have enough followers or something.
So
I can
follow
do it.
Us.
Yeah. Jeez. Also, okay, I'm going to just bring this up and maybe this will send it into the universe. So you guys, there is a person, if she ever listens to this, I'm going to actually try to sound cool. But okay, there's a person named Janine Mason. She won So You Think You Can Dance. I don't know what year. I think probably 2009 or something. I don't know. Anyways, I was obsessed with her, followed her on Twitter because that was like the only social media that you could like follow a celebrity on. To this day, I still follow her. It looked like, I feel like she's been acting in things, but like I haven't like followed closely. I just like see her name come up. And then on her Instagram story, she posted video footage of her with like Debbie Allen in the cast of Grey's. And so she's going to, it was just announced, she's going to be one of the new interns because they have new interns every year. So I like jokingly like fangirled and like tweeted to her and was like, now you can be on our podcast, like LOL, and like linked it. And she wrote, course, XO.
XOXO Gossip Girl.
Yeah. So you guys, look up Janine Mason.
And blow up her Twitter.
In the most kind, loving on Call Room Pod way.
Because we're really lovey people.
Like supportive of her and like just be like, you should, these girls are amazing.
Because we are.
Because we are.
We talk about Shrek memes.
Shrek memes is going to be the title of this podcast. But yeah, because like
I it's going to be somebody once told me Shrek memes.
I tried to get her to follow me or to like, I tried to get her to look at the On Call Room one, and three people have clicked the link that I made for her. So like, I don't know if she's seen it or not, but anyway, guys, her, it's just search Janine Mason and please just send all of your vibes.
All the best vibes out into the universe.
We don't want to like find out secrets. We don't want to like grill her with Hollywood questions.
We just want to have a hang.
We just want to have a hang. And so I think it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
So anyways, do that. And that's all.
And thanks for listening. I hope you all have a really good night.
Should we get into it?
Sure. We're on episode 13 of season 2, right?
Yep, yep. Should we do a, what is it called? Hot trot workup? Hot to trot?
It's called the shotgun. Shotgun. A hot to trot workup?
I'm going to do it.
Oh, wait. The title is Begin the Begin.
Begin the Begin.
Yeah.
Ooh. And our patients, we have Rebecca, a.k.a. Bex.
Bex.
And then we, which is a sweet name.
Yeah.
Then we have Denny fucking Duquette.
I forgot to write him down. I wrote him in my notes, but not in my patient section.
Yeah. Denny Duquette, you guys. As soon as I heard his name.
We both raised our arms in the air and we're like, fuck yeah, finally.
Finally. So anyways, he's and there. Maurer Paskowitz.
Who ate his novel.
Right. I wrote garbage because originally I thought that's what he did.
He just ate a whole bunch of garbage.
And then that's it, right?
Yep, just three of them, which is a good.
Good number.
Good number.
I feel like let's get the lame one out of the way, just novel guy.
Okay. Well, what's your first note, first of all?
Oh, yeah. First wit, no, bad wig.
Whose?
Bex.
Oh, that's a, you had a really late note.
I know, I couldn't like.
My first note was pets who are demons to everyone but their owner are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like that dog.
Yeah.
Doc. You know, like, yeah. Was really nice to Meredith in the beginning. But you know those fucking dogs, when you come over to someone's house, they're, like, super lovey. And they're, the owner's like, I have, like, the sweetest dog. They're
Are
so
you talking
cool.
about mine?
No, not at all. I love McCoy.
Because he's afraid of your coughs and mine.
That's fine.
Okay.
But he's super sweet. He doesn't
bark. Thank you for understanding his problems.
Yeah, he doesn't bark at me, and he's really lovey. And but you know those, like,
yeah.
Dick dogs.
Yeah, I know dick cats. Yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking hate them.
Yeah. So that's Doc.
And but then, like, you know, when the owner is just like, oh my god, I love
sweet.
And you're like, fucking, like, be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
So, anyway, that
I'm
was
gonna
my
blame concern. Meredith for this one.
Yeah, it was all her fault.
She's a terrible dog mom.
Yeah.
Horrible. She yells at her dog, like, hey, stop it.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's kind of like my sister Rachel doesn't know how to discipline her Great Dane.
Is Rachel
going
to be mad if she listens to this?
No, I told her this multiple times.
Oh, okay.
That she does not know how to discipline her dog. I
it's
because
Vintage is her firstborn.
Yes, that's true. And fucking Derek making trout for breakfast.
That's gross.
Yeah, absolutely what? Disgusting.
Is he a cat?
Ooh, what is his totem animal?
A cat. No, I don't know totem animals. You're recently into this, and you expect me to know what it even means.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Grace is a snake. She wants everyone to know.
Well, on the Native American medicine wheel, I am a snake. But on my actual totem, I am a Black Panther.
Well, that's cool.
Thanks.
I don't know what I am. Probably a badger. Just like my Patronus.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah, I didn't have a first note. I'm sorry. And I, because I've seen this show, I knew that she was wearing a wig. But I remember thinking when I first saw it, like, her hair looks weird. Bex.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I think that's probably why she had a hat on. Didn't she have a hat on most of the time?
She did, but it just looked like too much hair for such a small frame.
Dainty little...
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, any budget cuts.
Yeah. But okay, wait, let's talk about the novel guy.
Okay, Maurer Paskowitz. First of all, that woman looks much older than him.
Yeah.
Not that it matters, but
yeah, and also I was kind of like, and the story doesn't really matter, but I was kind of like, is that a bug?
Please God, no. Where? No, oh, that's a, it's like a dust. You, my heart literally just stopped.
I'm sorry. I have had so many spiders in my apartment
recently. You're turning into me.
I like see them everywhere now.
Same.
And I'm like, I'm on guard constantly.
It's, yeah, no, I've seen that. Sorry, I need to get rid of it. It's just like a, probably remnants of a web.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
But I have not seen a spider there. It was probably the one I murdered the other day. But anyways, so I feel like the storyline, yeah, had no purpose other than to prove that Alex is like being a better doctor.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true because he like figures out that he has mercury poisoning or whatever. But I did think, I don't know. This doesn't really matter, but the fact that the fiance was talking about, like, I stuck with him for 3 years. He had to finish his novel before he got married. I was like, dude, why don't you fucking leave him? Like, you guys don't seem like you have good vibes anyway. Like, why do you want to marry this douche?
Yeah.
But he did have one really good line.
He also had lead poisoning or mercury poisoning.
Yeah, that's true. Lying here in this flesh prison, I've reached a grim conclusion. I'm a failure. Which I want to, like, write that on something and just put it in my house.
Wait, say
it's
it
funny.
Again. Say it again.
I'm going to use this all the time. Lying here in this flesh prison, I've reached a grim conclusion. I'm a failure. Like, when I'm hungover next, I'm going to be like, I'm lying here in my flesh prison.
Wait, that could be, it would be a meme that no one would get because no one would remember this episode. But if we can find a screenshot of that guy and we write it underneath and then be, it'll say at the top, me when I'm hungover. And then it'll say that.
And then it will say
we
lying here
go
in this.
Viral.
Yeah.
Let's make a meme. Make Maurer meme.
I'm all about making memes. I've never done it, but I think it seems fun.
So you guys, vote yes or no in the comments if you think Bree should start her own Instagram account that is a curation of her favorite memes.
I think it would be a hit.
Why don't you just do it? You can do it anonymously. You'd want to do it anonymously.
Yeah.
You just, it's so easy to make a new Instagram account. You just add one. You can call whatever you want, and it'll just be like, it'll go viral.
And then but I don't understand it. Do I just steal people's memes?
Yeah, and you credit where they're from. If you get them from Instagram.
And then I just do funny little captions underneath.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay.
Bree.
I'm going to do it.
This is your calling.
This is my call. Because all I do is sit at work and look at memes.
Then you can drop subtle hints to them about our podcast once you have a large fan base.
This is perfect. I found my new calling. How do I get paid?
I don't know. They don't really... some of them have, like, they, like, will promote a product in a meme. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I don't really know. But you have to have, like, a lot of followers.
Well, I'll get there.
Yeah, you will.
Someday.
So, that's Maurer, right?
Yeah, I don't really have much more to say.
Let's see.
About him and his flesh prison.
Prison. Yeah, that's all I wrote. Okay, can we talk about... what was, like, your second note?
Well, I said Ellis is a dirty mistress.
yeah, I wrote something about... Oh, I had more notes. Sorry, I was looking at... My first note is actually dog is mounting George, obviously.
Oh, see, I knew you had to...
Yeah, look, I have a whole section.
Oh, you completely missed.
Yeah, I forgot that
You just went to the middle of the page.
Oh, wait, and then let me keep going. And then I wrote fakest fish I've ever seen, because that trout...
Oh, yeah, the fucking trout.
Along with the fake pizza.
At the end?
Yeah.
That looked like shitty cardboard.
Like rubber.
Yeah, like why were they...
It was shiny.
Yeah, ugh.
Okay, so we can talk about Ellis. You said Ellis is a dirty mistress.
Yeah.
And I wrote, it's weird hearing Ellis talk about sex.
In the on-call room.
Yeah, and then I said, shout out to our podcast.
Yeah.
It's weird. Well, it's weird because she... And I'm not saying once you're older, you can't, like, be flirty and weird like that. But in her head, she's like a 30-something person. But she's in this older body. Like, in that moment, she was an intern.
Right.
So she was, like, being Meredith-y, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, like, flirty, and, like, we were so loud last night.
Yeah.
We're like, ugh,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. You're our grandma.
Yeah, have we seen... I can't remember. We've seen Ellis and Richard together.
He visited her in the... Like, when she was in the hospital. But, like, secretly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But Meredith doesn't know...
She does not know yet.
...that, like, Richard is visiting Alice.
Correct. And I think she only thinks, like, that
they're friends.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Also, if we're just going like a little bit down.
Yeah. Let's just do that.
Out of nowhere, Burke is like, what were you planning on doing with the baby? Like, he was like, also, I don't remember him asking her to move in.
He put a key.
When? Where was I?
Bree, it was the whole episode when she comes and sits by Meredith and she's like, Burke keyed me. And they're calling each other. It was a while ago.
Okay. I think that's why I didn't... Well, it's been weeks since that happened.
It was the episode he went and saw her place and she was like, this is why I can't move in.
Right. Yet. But then the next one was like holiday. So I think I was stuck on holiday.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, that didn't happen last episode. Okay.
It was a couple weeks ago. Yes.
Gotcha. So he's like, are you going to move in with me? She's like, I don't have an answer. And then he's like, what were you planning to do with the baby? He's like, whoa, Burke. Whoa.
Yeah. It was a little like intense.
Yeah.
He won himself back in my...
Later. At the end. Yeah.
But also, I wonder if it was just like a burning question that he's just been wanting, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like he's just blurted it kind of. Like,
yeah, but not the right time. You're about to go into surgery.
Scrubbing in.
Yeah, not good.
Also, of course, Christina doesn't do resolutions because he was like, it's the beginning of the year, a new year. And she just goes, I don't do resolutions.
Of course not. She's not religious. She doesn't do resolutions.
No, she's
all she's just a cardio god.
Yep.
That's all she is.
She is a cardio god, and she wanted to work over 80 hours, and she's just hardcore.
Yeah. Who would want to do that?
If she doesn't have anything outside of...
She has Burke.
But Burke is in the hospital, you know?
That's true.
He's head of cardio...
She could have gone home with Meredith. They could have drank tequila together during the middle of the day.
It's like hard... Can they? Because it's like feels like to me like they're always on call then. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so... Let's keep talking about Christina, maybe, because we're just on it.
What is Christina's belt?
Yeah, it was hanging real low. How does it stay on?
I don't know, but it was, like, outside of a long tunic sweater.
Okay,
not good.
But the more I think about that, there was a time,
Do you remember the time?
I used to buy these big belts. Like, I'm talking, like, a 4-inch width, and I would wear them over shirts.
Like, not even, like, skirts?
No, like shirts. Like I would wear this long tan shirt and this belt like at my waist. I bet I could Google image.
Are you on Google?
What year would have 11 years ago been? 2006?
Sure.
2000, I'm going to say 5, large belt trend.
Large.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some of these look like new photos. But like, that one's on a coat. But that's not a dress. I know, but I used to wear it over a shirt also.
Was it like a tunic shirt or was it like
a t-shirt? I didn't have good style, so probably not. It was probably just over a weird shirt.
That was like brown and then had the tan in the back?
Yeah, I still have it in my closet.
Yeah, I know what one
you're
like talking about.
It's like macrame-y material.
Yes,
like,
I know. It's a cute belt.
Was. It's like made, like the front isn't even leather. It's like plastic, you know, that is like...
I thought you used to wear it with a skirt and like
that
boots.
Was in college. I held on to it.
And are still holding on to it.
Clearly.
Yeah. Because someday you may wear it again.
But I don't know why I can't get rid of it.
There are just things that you can't get rid of. I have a size of pair of 2 pants. When am I ever going to fit in those again?
You can't get rid of them?
No, because they're French Connection. They're these beautiful high-waisted khaki flowy things. They're super cool. I'm going to give them to my daughter someday.
There you go.
Because they'll be vintage.
I'm looking at you guys. I'm just going to go through these with you all. It's like 17 nostalgic fashion trends. I'm going to pick the best ones. Jeans with no back pockets.
Oh, my God.
All of the hot girls in high school wore those.
All of them. And like, they would always have their thongs sticking out.
Yep. Bedazzled pockets on jeans.
Did you ever have bedazzled jeans?
Not really.
I didn't.
I think the boys. That was more of a boy thing.
Yeah, okay.
Also, popcorn shirts.
Oh my God, I never had one, but like easy to pack.
They looked like baby clothes and then they stretched. Okay, tattoo choker necklaces, those are back in style. I like a good halter top.
I do too. It's hard for me to wear a halter because I have huge
gaucho clothes. Pants.
Dude, I could go down on some gauchos.
Like, sounds like you're saying you go down on some cowboys.
Oh my gosh. I've been saying all the wrong phrases.
Yeah, what was the other one you said the other day?
The other day, you know, like, you are a man of that has many, wears many hats or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, you're wearing too many coats. That's not a
it's
phrase.
It's not the same phrase.
No.
11 enormous belts everyone owned in the early 2000s. Like, just wearing big, the double belt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, see, look at Ashley Simpson's belt.
Dude, I remember Reva had this belt.
Look, that's exactly what Christina was doing.
Yeah, like hanging like below the hips almost. Yeah. Just not great. Reva had this belt that had bottle caps all around it, and the front was was a seat belt. You have that belt?
I also bought it. It was expensive.
Yeah, it was she like saved up for it.
It was like $80.
And you couldn't really wear it with jeans because you couldn't get the belt.
Like, it was hard to get through the holes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because all the cool people had one, I bought one. And I think I just got rid of it like at Goodwill like last year because I held on to it for the reason of like, this is an iconic, horrible fashion trend.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I kept trying to fit into it, and it, like, definitely...
Because it doesn't stretch or anything. It's just a...
It's rubber.
Yeah.
But I was also, like, 16 when I wore it. But anyways, sorry, that was a really big tangent. All I'm saying is I support Christina's belt because it was in.
I was just... Okay. You know, well, but she had her long leather dumb jacket on, and...
She had all sorts of... I just can't even believe that there's a Bustle article about these exact belts.
Wait.
That's, like, how I used to wear it.
Okay.
Also, that's Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Look at this. This is exactly... Yeah. Wow. Sorry, guys. I know you can't see this. We will post it. Yeah. I'm also going to
post this link.
Belt article.
Yeah. We'll post all these things so you can... Yeah. We need to figure out how to do show notes or whatever they're called.
I think we have to have a website. Or no, it would just... Show notes are the description.
Oh, so we can
I can include these in that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
If we remember.
Well, we will, because...
Okay. Because we're professional.
Because we're really good at packing.
In the beginning, there was a moment when George is trying to talk to Bailey and like lift her up or whatever. And he goes, "You are fresh, spry. Hello, what?"
He says, "You know," and then he says, "You glow, what?"
Yeah. Yeah. So George.
And then Izzy's like, "You do glow." And Karev's like the moon.
So, such weird writing.
Yeah. I thought it was really funny. I thought George delivered that line really well.
Fresh, spry, hello, what?
Yeah. No, I think he says you glow, not hello.
But no, that was at the end. He said that first. Like, you glow, whatever. This was like as he trailed off at the end.
Hello, what?
And then he like walks away.
So good.
Okay, sorry. We're so...
I've been there, though, when you like... Or just speaking and saying things, and then you're just like, I'm okay. Well, and you walk away because...
Yeah. I do that a lot when I'm taking photos of couples, and I'll be saying something, and all of a sudden I'm like it's your prom date, and you're coming down the stairs, and your dad's there. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, never mind.
Bye. I'm sorry, I blacked out. I blacked out. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Should we, since we're talking about Christina, should we talk about Christina and Bailey on the plane together?
Yeah, that was a great moment.
Yeah. So, like, on the flight out to Idaho, Christina is, like, staring at Bailey sleeping on the plane, which was funny. You were like, that's how I travel.
How she was dressed, like, how she had the blankets and, just very Hobbit-like.
Yeah. And then on the flight back to Seattle... Bailey was just very intuitive about what Christina was looking at and thinking
and
about.
And why, yeah.
Yeah, because, Christina brings up whatever she brings up, and Bailey gives her a teaching moment. And it's really, really great. It's just kind of like...
I want to know if that quote... I'm going to try to... I wonder if it's in the quotes, because it's such a good one. It's very long, also.
And she's like, Bailey says that she just woke up in the middle of the night, and she just knew that she could do it. Bailey had taken a long pause, wanting to know, like, didn't know if she wanted to have the baby.
Right.
And then she just knew. And then she says, if you don't know, no one can hold that against you. And when you can't, you can't. And I thought that was great.
I found the quote.
Okay, read it.
I'm going to read it. It says, "You just have to know. And when you don't know, no one can fault you for it. You do what you can, when you can, while you can. When you can't, you can't." First of all, that's a hard line to learn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And deliver it correctly.
Yeah, I loved it, too. And I liked that she was intuitive enough to know what she was asking. And I also liked that it was empowering Christina's choice. Because I think Christina was starting to feel bad about what she had decided.
Yeah.
And
I don't even know.
Not feel bad, but felt like she was going to be scolded.
Yeah, and... Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think, I don't think she wanted to, get in a fight or get in, trouble.
Yeah.
Not trouble, but...
I also, Bailey says before that quote, she's like, "I was laying up one night and I just knew I could do this."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I hope I have a day someday where I'm like,
I can do this.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to be pregnant in order to feel that way. I mean, honestly, like,
yeah.
I think about having children and I'm like, it's not,
yeah.
I'm not capable of that. I can't even,
yeah.
I'm laughing at memes about going to sleep for dinner. So obviously, you know,
yeah, I think you're right. But I love that she paused, as she mm-hmm. says, like, I took a long pause and then she like realized she knew she could do it. So yeah. I thought that was just like the best.
Yeah. I was really, that might be one of my favorite Bailey teaching moments.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
And Christina was so not, she wasn't being very Christina-y. Like, she was just listening and taking in the knowledge and
yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah.
And then we can just go into it because it's Christina. And then she sees Burke. At the end, which, like, why when I watched this show the first time was I not obsessed with Burke?
I don't know. I wasn't either. I think
it's because we're mature, and I feel like their relationship is more mature. Derek and Meredith is more like hot sex, dreamy guy.
Yeah, exactly. But the line that, like, she just kind of spits out, like, that she was gonna have an abortion.
And she said, and you don't get to be mad.
And he's just like, I'm not.
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
The line, I want to know things. And that is the epitome of what I think a beautiful, wonderful relationship is. It's just wanting to see someone
yep.
and know them.
Yep.
Even their deepest, darkest, shittiest shit. Like, I just want to know.
Yeah.
I want you to talk with me. I want you to communicate with me, even if it's uncomfortable. And I love that.
And that's what Burke's been wanting this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Like, just to open know, up.
Right. So I just love that he said, she said, you don't get to mad. He said, I wasn't going to be, I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
Like,
ugh. Yeah. So good.
It's hard to remember. And I know, like, obviously it was all Christina's choice, but it's hard to remember that it was like Burke's baby.
Like, yeah, you don't really feel that at all.
No.
Until kind of this episode.
Right. So that was really...
Because they haven't really talked about it, and he was really sweet in the episode where he curls up in bed with her after
it happened. But they don't discuss it.
And they haven't really discussed it. And ultimately, I mean, I believe it's the woman's choice. But,
yeah.
you know, he has emotions in this as well. He's invested in this relationship. And so I think it's totally fair that he asked her, like, what were you going
to do? Yeah. I like that he didn't judge her for it or say
no.
anything. Well, and at that point, it's done. So there's no
point in being upset about it.
Right. So it was good move, Burke. Also, that was so cute. That was just so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very much more like a Burke-Christina person right now than I ever used to be.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. You're like really digging in.
He's like so kind.
He had the best turtleneck on in this episode. It was like purple fleece.
Speaking of clothing...
I want to buy a turtleneck.
They always look weird on... I need to wear a baggy turtleneck. Like, back when I was living in those, like, fitted ones, they never...
It's like, no.
It's, like, too much clothing and showing the shape.
Yeah. I get that. I get what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I want, like, a Burke turtleneck.
Oh, yeah.
With a nice blazer over it.
There you go.
I would be a sassy mama if I,
I did that. Meredith and Derek wearing matching jackets.
Oh my God, in the elevator.
First of all, I do love.
Nice job, wardrobe.
I do love when Derek dresses so lumberjacky. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm approve of it. But also, that was just so funny. And Derek's being all flirty, which I still like. This is the part I kind of forgot about where, like, morally, Derek confuses the fuck out of me right now. Like,
yeah, I said Derek is giving Meredith the eyes. Like, he was undressing her with
right.
his eyes.
Also, he is so... I mean, like, yeah, I get it. Okay, you told Addison that you love Meredith. Good job. You're being honest. But, like...
But that doesn't mean that you get to now, like, explore that.
Yeah, it's super weird.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, I'm going to stay married to you. Because even in the last scene where he's, like, talking to Addison, and she's like, so you just kind of need me to, like... wait for this to pass, and he's like, that'd be good.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, that's really, really shitty. It's like, I understand I'll wait, but while I wait, we should be communicating
yeah,
about this.
You shouldn't be trying to flirt with Meredith.
Yeah, and like going and visiting her mother, and like
he's doing that for Chief.
Well, but also he was doing that so he could run into Meredith.
I liked though in the elevator when she's like,
I have a dog.
Yeah. She just goes, I have a dog. And he goes, you have a dog. And then he's like, I like dogs. Like, that was so Derek. And also, it was dreamy to me because...
yeah, don't get me wrong, he's super fucking dreamy. And the way he looks at her, like, you want a man to look at you that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just that, like...
getting...
I know, I'm getting a little tingly. But, yeah, there's nothing better than when... There's nothing better, too, because she is, like, kind of looking forward. And you can feel when someone is looking at you. Yeah, with those
wow,
eyes.
Wow, do we need to take a break?
Oh, my God. Probably.
I just love that line, though. Like, her excuse for why she can't do this is, I have a dog. Like, she literally got the dog, so it would give her something to, like...
do.
Think about and do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, with Derek and Addison, him saying the there's an island, passive-aggressiva, and you are their queen. So funny, because she is so passive-aggressive. And then her owning that at the end made me love her even more. Like, she just...
It's like, that's what you do in therapy, is like, figure out what you're fucked up about, and then you just own it pretty much at the end.
I just love that so much. She sits down, there is an island called passive-aggressiva, and I am their queen.
Yeah, and then he smiles, and...
Oh, so good. That was a good scene.
Meredith had to go home from work, and she's doing all this shit, and there's the line... She does, like, 5 loads of laundry, and she said, I've literally washed the past out of my life, which I love. I feel that way when I do laundry. Like, I did, like, 4 loads the other day, and that's exactly how I felt. It was just like, God, I've experienced so much in all of this shit, and now I have a clean slate again. Thank God.
I wish I don't want to get into it, but I wish my laundry room was in a nice place. Well, I know you wish you had one.
Yeah, that would be a really nice thing, is to have laundry. But
I miss my apartment laundry room. It was in my bathroom. It was so convenient.
Oh my gosh. If I ever buy a house, I will have laundry on the main level. Like, fuck going to the basement.
Oh yeah, no. And you just, like, I would get undressed in the bathroom, put it right in, like, I had clean clothes all the motherfucking time.
Yeah, that is my number one. That and...
Mine and a stainless steel house to keep out spiders.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, appliances.
No, but I jokingly wanted... Well, okay, today I had a conversation. I was like, with my mom, I was like, next house, I want to build a house. And she was like, why? And I was like, I want a jacuzzi tub.
Yeah.
She's like, those aren't really popular anymore. I was like, well
I want one.
Back,
yeah.
And I want to build it so that I can somehow invent some sort of bug-free, like, lining or, like, anti-seal, sealed house, whatever. And then what was laundry room in the most convenient place possible.
Yeah.
Kitchen.
I think that's very European.
Yeah. I would do it in my bathroom for sure. Like, if I had an ensuite.
Or if you had, like...
Or a cool laundry room.
Or my sister has, like, a ranch house, and you come in from their garage, and that's their mudroom laundry room, which is really convenient because it's, like, right by the bedrooms, too. That'd be fine for me. I'd be okay with that.
Like, in those house shows when they're like, all right, you get to pick between a beautiful office or a laundry room. Like, I pick laundry room.
Hands down.
Because
I can do my work anywhere. I don't do work ever, so I don't need an office.
There's something about doing laundry when you're surrounded by bugs in a creepy basement.
Oh, my
basement.
God, it's so terrible.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm going to move.
Me too. Well, I'm having a serious spider problem. I had to call my landlord.
So you've had more.
Get this. Monday night, I walked into my bedroom and boop, hanging right in front of my face was a spider hanging in my bedroom. And so then I let it fall all the way to the ground because I didn't, you know, trying to grab a spider out of the air is like just you're bound to lose it or something.
Yeah.
So I killed it. Oh, this is weird. Okay, I have to tell this story. So I have drop ceilings, and after talking about it, I found out that that's probably where they're coming from because I've sprayed
they're living up there for sure.
Yeah, and so they're like drop ceilings, kind of like you would have in like an office space. Right. So they have that like whatever. And 2 days ago, this like black spot appeared on one of them in my living room, and I was like, what the fuck's that? Like, I don't remember that being there. And I, like, kind of tried to get a little close to it, look at it, and I was like, oh, God. It, like, almost looks like a bug nest or something. Like, I'm really creeped out by this. So I immediately called my landlord, and I was like, hey, this is yesterday. I was like, hey, have you ever had anyone complain about there being a lot of spiders? And there are, like, a lot of trees around my apartment and stuff, and I'm the first level, so. Yeah. But I was like, I've sprayed multiple times, But like I've had two spiders in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I just killed another one, and now there's this black spot. So I was like, it's either
honestly haunting me.
Well, I was like, it's either mold, it's bugs, or it's paranormal. Like I don't know which one. It gets worse.
No.
Well,
am I gonna have bug dreams?
Maybe. I don't know. So
I have.
It was like, honestly, I don't know. I haven't really heard anyone say this, but he was like, I'd be more than happy to come over there tomorrow. I'll bring a ladder and I'll lift up the drop ceilings and stuff, and I'll spray up there and just like take a look and make sure everything looks okay. And he was like, and I'll replace that panel because whatever. Yeah. He's like, he was like, before you moved in, I would have replaced that. So something's going on with it. I was like, okay. So he did that today, but I woke up this morning, obviously. So he came later this afternoon. I woke up this morning, was getting ready for work, and the black spot wasn't there anymore. So I was like, did fucking shit hatch? Like, what was that? Was it paranormal? Did I...
And you didn't look at it closely enough to, like, see...
No, because I didn't want to know what the fuck it was. I was already, like, when I saw it, I started shaking.
And immediately called my landlord. I know that feeling.
I was just like, I don't know what this is. I got to get out of this apartment. Like, I can't. So I was a little, like... He never called me or anything today, but I got home and in my bedroom on my carpet was like kind of ceiling pieces. So I know he came over and he sprayed. So I'm hoping that will help.
But you still don't know what the spot was.
No, which is super scary. It makes me kind of think it was like, you know, the movie, like The Grudge.
Stop. This conversation needs to end. People, this has gone too far.
Yeah, dude, I know.
I can't sleep.
I do. Well, I fucking live there, man. What am I alone? Like, what am I supposed to do?
This has gone so awry.
I went really long into that story. Sorry, guys.
I mean, Halloween is coming
up. It's spooky. It's a spooky episode.
I'm so creeped out.
Me too. Can I have some more wine?
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Okay. Baby, I'm helpless.
I forgot we were still having to finish recording.
Yeah, we were like chatting about getting our hair done and like we're like, oh, we're recording a podcast.
I hope you guys don't feel FOMO that you weren't just like...
We talked about a lot of... Well, we really creeped ourselves out by my last story.
Yeah, we had to take a... We had to stop.
Yeah, and talk about like doing hair and stuff.
We had to take a pause. Yeah. As Bailey would say.
Yeah.
I don't even know what...
Okay. Oh, we also had to look up when my house previously burnt down.
Oh, yeah, which we found out was an explosion.
Which I'm thinking it was a meth lab. But that's not confirmed, so...
Bree, I think you just need to think of all these experiences as great content for your novel.
Dude, my memoir is going to be so good. I'll let you guys know when it comes out, but I'm thinking... I'm playing with some titles, but mostly I'm just sticking with My Life is a Joke, because that's what it is.
Bree's currently wearing a Snoop Dogg sweatshirt.
And a hashtag Facts Matter baseball cap.
And who's around your neck?
Oh, St. Philomena. What am I wearing? What am I wearing
You're
right now?
You're giving so many messages.
Dude, like- Dude, yesterday I was wearing my The Futurist Female shirt, and I almost wore this hat, and I was like, too much. I can't wear hashtag Facts Matter and The Futurist Female. Like, it's too much. I can wear Snoop Dogg.
You're giving the image of, like, I love God.
But I don't, like...
But I also love Snoop Dogg, and I'm a liberal.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Smoke weed every day. Okay.
Where are we at? I don't know. We can talk about Bex now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her. Oh, we have to talk about Denny still, too. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, shit. I feel like Denny, though, really... Okay,
don't really have much to talk about.
No, we know a lot because we are us.
Yeah.
But he really is just a flirtatious...
Do we think... In this episode, like, not watching Grey's, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this, but, like, I don't think we feel like he's going to show up again.
Yeah, it kind of... Except for that last look they give each other.
Oh, okay.
That, to me, is the only sign that I would guess that we see him
again. He'd be back. Yeah.
Yeah. But I definitely think, like, even if you haven't seen it, you're like, oh, Izzy's crossing lines by being, like...
Oh, yeah. Flirty.
Emotional and flirty. Yeah. So I think that was the point. There's not much to talk about other than, like, he's aware of his heart situation and seems to, like, take it with a grain of salt, but is kind of, like, beaten. Like, he seems like...
You made the best face. You're like... of Denny Duquette's face the whole time.
It's always like,
meh. Just, but like half smile.
You were like, oh, he's so cute.
You don't think he's cute?
Not yet. I don't know.
I love him. But I told you he is also in P.S. I Love You.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
true.
I love that character in that movie. So yes. Maybe I just associate the actor with, you know. I think he's very handsome.
I also get him confused with, and I'm not, with the actor Scott Foley who plays...
They have similar
and they sort of have similar storylines. I want to talk. Oh, is that all we have on Denny? I feel like there will be more to
I just wrote, oh, Denny Duquette, he's so cute.
Yeah,
so
I wrote my heart.
Oh,
like, cause it literally is like,
because it's such a good story. I mean, yeah. It's an epic storyline. Yeah. So we'll have more on him later.
Yeah, we can have the Denny hour.
Ooh, the Denny hour. Yeah, I like that. So
Bex. Okay, first of all, George is the best, kindest intern for this.
Yeah, I wrote, he's so sweet.
Because I don't think, Karev would have like...
like kind of been tough with her and been like, yeah man, like, but she needed like...
a George.
Yeah, and Christina would have been not...
too factual.
Yeah, and Izzy would have been, Meredith might have been okay.
Izzy would have been like, oh, hey honey.
Yeah, wouldn't have worked.
Okay, so George was perfect. And I love that we learned that George was a mathlete. He was into Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I, again, think I would have been friends with George.
Yeah, he... and I love the part where he's just like, you just have to get through high school.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking true.
Yeah.
My freshman year of high school, I ate lunch in the bathroom.
Oh, that's really
sad. And like,
sad.
And then through, like, then transitioned to, like, Reva and I ate lunch in the hallway the whole year. And by my senior year, I was the lead in the high school musical. So I have come so very
just
far.
Just happened in the noise. That'd be a great chapter in your book also. And just end it. Just that, those three sentences.
Yeah. So, you know, dreams really do come true. And you just have to, honestly, you really have to get through high school. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's weird. When I think back about it, like, it was some of my favorite times.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But also, yeah, like, I was so insecure and, like, that even led into college. But it's like, now, if I think about, like, if I'd just been who I was, I would have mm-hmm. been, like, so much cooler. Like, me trying to be
something,
other things,
yeah.
You know, just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Also, it's really just great photographing weddings of all the people that were mean to you in high school, and they're all, like, paying you money and doting.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck all y'all.
So, anyways, sorry. I hope none of them are listening.
we don't really mean fuck all y'all.
No. But yeah, you just got to get through it. And I love that advice.
Yeah.
Because it's not good advice to be like, oh, it'll be okay. You'll have fun. Just make friends. Like,
no,
get through it.
It just straight up sucks
yeah.
most of the time. And then kind of life continues to suck, but you get to do what you want and drink wine through it. So and have sex.
So true.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert, didn't have sex in high school. Just admitted that.
I didn't either. Grace is also, I wrote, groundbreaking. Like, them tackling this subject 11 years ago on TV in the way that they did
yeah.
was probably kind, not groundbreaking, but I don't think any other television shows were tackling this.
That'd be an interesting thing to look up later on.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, if we talk about it later, but just I want to kind of know.
Especially because, like, I have so much to say, they made it seem like obviously the right choice was to tell her and that the parents were in the wrong wanting to hide it. So to me, that is what makes it kind of groundbreaking-ish is that like they were pushing for like openness and
yeah.
letting her choose what she wants to be, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, because she has a tumor and then yeah. they think it's like leaning on her ovary,
but
she also she has both parts.
Yeah. I think...
so that's intersex.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I had a thought, too, that, like, at first, you know, you're like, ugh, these parents. But then in my head, I'm like, actually, that's probably a normal response. Like,
I think it's a normal...
like, I don't think their response was that...
absurd.
No.
I think it was... their initial response is probably... like, it sounded like it was coming from a place that they wanted to protect their child. Their child's already in therapy. Their child's
yeah.
already cutting themselves. Like, and then we're going to tell you you're... it, quote unquote, even weirder than you think you are,
right.
you know?
And then I just thought, like, obviously, like, they was handled well when she takes the scissors from George and helps cut the hair. Like, it makes you be like, okay, they had a moment there. But, like,
yeah.
so would you if you found out that news. That's, like, big news.
Yeah.
So.
It's huge news.
Yeah.
And she is old. Like, she should be able, she should know these things.
Yeah.
Bex. And... you can tell when she finds out that, like, it's almost like a huge relief for her. Like, oh, fuck, this is why I feel the way I feel.
Also, she does that weird little, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. I love that they tackled it. I think they did it in the right way. I do think in real life, George would get fired for doing that.
Oh, yeah. The way he handled that situation was completely inappropriate, super unprofessional.
It was for television.
Straight up for television. Great writing. Yeah. But, like, no, you would be kicked out of the program if you did that.
I like when George, like, takes a stand. And, like, before Addison could even yell at him, he was just like, I get it. I'm off the case.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, George is being a man.
And he came back. Although, Addison, in this episode, Addison never addresses it with him. Mm-mm. He comes back, too.
Yeah.
Like, he probably shouldn't have been able to go back and, like, talk with this patient.
Yeah.
And then also cuts her hair without...
Yeah, that's weird. With that wouldn't... Like, I'd be like, let me ask your mom first.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go cut your hair.
Because you're under 16... Like, you're under 18.
She was 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't just do shit like that.
No.
And then the mom was just like, oh, it's fine. You know.
It's one thing if he got her scissors to, like, have her cut her own hair, but he was, like,
yeah.
And doing... Why would you have George cut your hair?
Oh, yeah, he was doing a terrible job. Have we seen George's hair? He doesn't even know how to cut hair.
Speaking of which, him and Izzy had that moment in the beginning where he's like, I think about cutting my hair short. And she's like, you should.
Yeah.
Does he? I don't think he does.
He cuts it, like, not for a while.
He should. It looks so much better.
It's like a fucking mop right now. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think that was a great... It was funny when she showed up, you're like, ooh, I remember this storyline.
It was a big one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that they ever really have a storyline like that again.
I don't know. I just thought it was... I just still always think... I didn't realize how Grey's was doing that. It makes me kind of think, like, what... Okay. I think our generation, for the most part, is a lot more open-minded, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. about just things and, like, social issues like that. And part of me is like, holy shit, were we shaped by the television we also watched? Because, like, we would have watched this when we were in high school. And, like, if we praise these characters and then we see them in this storyline having these opinions and supporting this, like, that sort of, like, ingrains you, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I think everything that you consume impacts you.
Right. So I feel like our era, obvious. I mean, I know I'm speaking clearly obvious truths, but it's just like I'm having an epiphany.
No, have one. I love it.
If our grandparents had watched this episode of Grey's when it like was when they were young,
but you know what? But what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Like, because are we born with those open minds or do?
Well, also, I'm just saying, like, there has to be a shift in culture that, like, they can actually show things like this on television. Like, you know, I'm sure there were people, there were, like, some grandparents of ours. I mean, we had, you know, first wave feminism where people, women were out marching for the vote and, like, believe in shit and, like, second wave. You know, what I'm trying to say is that... There have always been people who are open-minded, but what I think is shifting is what is acceptable to, like, show in media.
Well, yeah, because I think people are getting old and dying and new people are taking over.
Yeah.
And allowing... I really think it's... Okay, I know it's not all generation. I know in every generation there's people who have those opinions that we're talking about, like, who are feminists, who are whatever. But I think for a huge part of it is, like, generation. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the history that we're living in is not the same history. So, it's... I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think you make a very...
We're agreeing with each other.
No, we totally are. Yeah. I don't think we're having an argument at all. I just think... I think it's just interesting, like... And I don't think I'm explaining this well. Like, what came first? Like, open-mindedness or, like, the ability to show your open-mindedness?
Probably open-mindedness. And then...
Right. I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because you can't... That's not the point I'm trying to make.
I get what you... I'm with you. Also, we are... This is why we do not have a political podcast.
I actually have some things to say about things, but I, like, need to think about them first.
Yes, I'm a thought.
And we've also had a couple glasses of wine.
It's also...
And also, we're going to re-listen to this and be like, what the fuck were we talking about?
Luckily, that's your job to listen to it.
Yeah, I always have to re-listen to it. I listen to it like 3 times before we put it out, and I'm always like, oh, God. Here we go again.
You better skip ahead when you listen to the spooky part.
Oh, so spooky. I'm afraid to go back to my apartment.
You can sleep in the guest room.
That's kind of you.
You can bring Marge in a bag and then put her in there too.
What? That's spooky, bringing my cat in a bag?
No, you can let her free in the room but so that McCoy doesn't see her.
There's a thing called a cat
That's
carrier.
That's what I mean.
A bag? Like throw her in a trash bag?
No, like a shopping bag, like a reusable one that her head can poke out.
Oh no, I'm talking, she has a little crate.
McCoy will smell right through that. You gotta have it in disguise.
Okay.
All right. Oh, should we do goofs and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think I had any other notes about this
episode. Did you realize that last episode we didn't do goofs?
I don't think there was any.
Oh.
Well, it was the premiere.
No.
The one before that? Christmas?
Christmas. That was our last week's episode.
We didn't do any goofs for that one?
No. We forgot.
Should I see if there were any?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't get Hamilton out of my head.
Wait, it wasn't Christmas. It was... Oh, yeah, it was. I know. Welcome to my life. It's been in my head for, honestly, months. Ooh.
There were goofs, right? We missed this. So we're going to double goof it tonight.
Okay, first we're going to goof from last week, which was the Christmas episode.
Yeah, Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
All right, so at the end when Christina returns to Burke's apartment and sees the Christmas tree and the menorah, Burke is seen reading Exploring... We did read these! Because it's when Burke is reading Exploring Judaism in bed, and I had already called that out.
No, we never read these. I just said... Keep going.
We did. There's no goofs, that's why. There's only, like, notes. Oh. So it's like when... Well, there's one. I remember this one, though. When Derek talks to Addison in the middle of the episode, he puts his headphones in his pockets. When he stands up, they're hanging around his neck again.
I don't remember that.
Oh.
Just go to our... This.
That's it. That was the only two goofs, actually. Derek and his fucking iPod, which we did make note of.
Yeah.
We noticed his iPod.
Stupid iPod.
Okay, let's see if there's any for this one. Not. None. Begin to Begin is by R.E.M. They're getting better at making the show.
Yeah, they don't have so many goofy goofs.
Yeah. What are you going to rate it?
You know, I wasn't...
It was boring.
Yeah, I wasn't... I thought there were some, like, good key moments, like the Bailey scene. There were a couple one-liners that were good. But ultimately,
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it also really didn't do much for me.
Are we so blasé, though, because we've seen it?
Maybe. But no, there are episodes coming up where, I still rewatch them, like, holy shit. And I think there's 36 episodes in season two. You have to have filler episodes.
That's true.
So I'm probably going to rate it, three scalpels.
I'm going to do 4.
Okay. I'm going to do 3.5 scalpels.
I feel like this is, it wasn't bad. Like, I loved the Beck storyline. I liked George in this one. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm staying with my 4. Actually, we should, again, preface. This rating system is shit.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It never has and it never will. Doesn't mean anything.
We
have a couple.
I just want to do a little spoiler and learn now. So first of all, for those of you that watched, thanks for listening. We're going to talk about future things real fast. So you can turn it off.
We'll miss you.
Okay, so thanks to, I think, was it Rosalind? That posted that Christina says in that episode with the little boy, she wishes that maybe someday he can become a doctor and figure out a way so that other little boys don't have to die for him to get a new heart.
Yeah.
And Rosalind pointed out that, I'm just going to read her words because it's better. She said, I love that that's what Christina said is pretty much what she is doing now, making 3D printed valves and hearts so people don't have to die to get one. I doubt it was planned, but it felt like nice foreshadowing.
Yeah, I thought that was a great pull.
Yeah, I can't I feel dumb that we didn't think of it.
That's why we have these lovely people.
Dude, our listener room is the best.
The other day there was like 70 comments on something. It wasn't really 70,
but
it was like
a
ton where people were just commenting back and forth to each other.
It was
amazing.
I
love it. I love getting notifications on my phone that, like, oh, someone said something in your
Yep.
Listener squad group.
I also loved Courtney shared 4 years ago. She like must have put on Facebook, Grey's Anatomy is airing its 200th episode tonight. That means I've spent nearly 200 hours of my life laughing with, crying with, and drooling over fictional doctors. Also saying, what the hell, Shonda Rhimes? And I was like, oh my God, it's the same.
Yeah, it is. We still haven't had, we haven't had a Dear Shonda in a really long time.
Because I don't feel upset about anything yet.
You don't?
I mean, like, no one's died yet.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually when I feel the most pissed off about it.
Yeah.
I
still haven't watched the newest...
Don't even.
...episode.
You gotta.
I know. I gotta figure out a way.
You don't have Hulu?
No. I need your login.
Yeah. I think I have three people have accounts, aka my mom, my dad, and... Me.
So I probably can't get
it.
No,
you should try it.
You should try it.
Just don't do it when I'm watching it.
Yeah. Okay.
My eyes... I need to take my contacts out. All right, guys. We're going to call time of death.
Yeah. Make sure to... If you're a new listener, make sure to leave a review. Make sure to join the listener squad. It's the on-call listeners.
I have some news for you.
What?
I'm going to have to say this at the beginning of the next one because everyone signed off. We have are over 10,000.
Oh my gosh, we get cake!
We are at 10,211 listens. High five.
Dude.
Yeah.
We fucking crushed it. It's been really fun, guys, but we reached our goal. We're signing off for good.
Our pilot has over 1,000 listens.
Oh my God.
We had 10,000, which I guess...
But it's funny because they probably drop off because our pilot was not good.
I know. I always wonder, but not... I mean, like... The episode, the one about the premiere was 387 people listened to it.
Yeah, compared to 1,000.
Okay, yeah, but let's see. It goes 1,000, then 600, 600, 500, 500. So I think they're working their way through it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant it went from 1,000 to 300. I was like,
No.
Oh, that's not good.
1,000, then 600. So we lost 400 people.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's only, about what percent? 40%.
That's a really good ratio.
I think it's okay. They can pick a new one.
Yeah.
I always wonder, listeners, maybe you can hear this. Oh, my computer's being so loud. And give us advice. Do you think that we should maybe name our episodes by what episode of Grey's we're on? Like, or should the first part of the show note say what it is? Because, like we have episode 21 because it's our episode 21. But should it be season 2, episode 13? So that...
Well, then we'd have to go back and change everything.
I can do that. I can go back and change them. But, like... Do you think that would make more sense so that people, if they, maybe they like don't really, didn't care about an episode and they don't want to listen to it, they could like jump, I don't know.
Could be a thing. But also I like being creative.
Well, we could still have our names be where.
Oh, but just be like season 2.
So it would just be numbering it different. Bree's over it. She wants to go.
No, I'm thinking that's totally fine if you want to do the work and go and edit all of that.
Yeah, it's fine. So, we love you.
We love you. I wasn't done finishing my thing.
Oh.
My little spiel. I was just saying, if it's your first time listening or you haven't done it yet, follow us on Instagram. We're at the On Call Room
Pod.
Join us on Facebook, the On Call Room Listener Squad. Leave a review. Tell your friends. Give us five scalpels.
Spam the shit out of Janine Mason.
Give us a call. Do all the things.
Spam Janine Mason.
And also,
hashtag Janine on the on-call room.
And
Janine
also, next episode, we will be eating cake. So when you listen to it, make sure that you have a piece of cake in front of you.
Perfect.
Celebration.
Love
all
you
the
guys.
Time of death.
Climb
of death. Time of death is 21:36. Beep, beep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Keeping your IT team sharp isn't optional, it's essential. CBT Nuggets delivers high quality IT training led by real world experts who know what teams actually need on systems teams will actually use. Whether it's staying current on cloud, networking, or security, CBT Nuggets makes training simple, effective, and scalable. No fluff, no wasted time, just smarter, faster IT teams. Thousands of companies trust CBT Nuggets, and yours can too. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and start training today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.